Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 21st day of May, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 43 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 50 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's raining. Mark put up a picture of him coming into Oregon from Idaho, and you saw the clouds. rain. I'm tired of the rain. Enough rain. Let's have some sunshine. Anyway, let's see what we're going to get into today. Trump tweets threat. If Tehran wants fight, we will be. It will be officially the end of Iran. It's quite a fucking statement. What are you gonna nuke them, bitch? We'll find out when we get back.
Take your brain. It's time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Trump tweets, Tehran wants fight, it will be official end of Iran. This is from the Middle East Eye. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. U.S. President Donald Trump issued an ominous warning to Iran on Sunday, suggesting that if the Islamic Republic attacks American interests, not Americans, American interests, you know, what are interests? Oi, you know, the ones that want to get back away from this. They don't want nothing to do with this conflict between the United States and Iran, don't you know? Man, I was watching that, a lot of you guys probably watched it on the site there, Jewish comic. Busting ass on the guy, yelled out TV or whatever. I didn't get to watch the rest of it as I had to come up here and do this program. I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, you know, this little Jew shithole. There's your Jew for you people. See, he's a smart mouse son of a bitch because he's got security there. They're removing the guy. He's got a fucking security, somebody to back his fucking mouth. He's a big boy. I'll tell you what, I put that motherfucker down in 10 seconds flat and make hamburger out of his fucking face. He's a fucking spineless Jew punk. And what a room full of fucking, mixed. You can tell it was in some Jew hole with Jew security. Well, they ain't going to be there. I mean, there ain't enough of them to protect your fucking sorry Jew asses, you dirty son of a bitches, and you're going to answer up for what you've done. I hope you never run into me, you dirty son of a bitch. If Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. Really, you're going to nuke Iran? You're going to end the Persian people? Fucking, what's your plan there? What do you mean by the end of Iran there, buddy? You think the Soviet Union's, they might as well be called the Soviet Union because they still are. But do you think Russia and China is just going to stand there and once you officially end Iran, you bow the goddamn Jew piece of shit is all he is. A fucking two-bit carnival barking Jew piece of shit. Never threaten the United States again, Trump said in a tweet. Tensions between Washington and Tehran have been on the rise as the United States has deployed a carrier group and B-52 bombers to the Gulf over what it termed Iran's threats. The account has been met with widespread skepticism outside the United States, AFP said. Tehran has described U.S. moves as psychological warfare and a political game, Reuters said. The White House has sent mixed signals in recent days amid multiple U.S. media reports of infighting in Trump's cabinet over how hard to push Washington's arch foe, Iran. Now, I was just reading an article the other day. And who called them their arch foe? Who said that they were Israel's arch foe? Because they are Israel's arch foe. We have no beef with the people. And what the fuck are we even doing over in the middle? Oh, that's right, because that's where our best buddies live. Like that smart mouth prick on that goddamn video, man. I'm telling you what, that fucking pissed me off. Where's the fucking manhood in this country? I would never be in a place like that, I can't believe. But if I was, I'd be buzzed up and I'd have a couple of my buddies with me. I'd fucking wade right into those fucking bouncers and beat the shit out of them, beat my way all the way up to that stage. And I'd get that little fucker by the head and pound his fucking head in. We ain't gonna take your fucking Jew shit, bitch. The Trump administration has ordered non-essential diplomatic staff out of Iraq, citing threats from Iran-backed Iraqi armed groups. What in the fuck does that mean? We always talk about, you know, the subject matter bullshit that they fucking throw at us. Iraq-backed armed groups. How do you fucking know? How do you fucking know? Where's your proof? You just say it, and it is? Just like that kike in that goddamn, in that video? You think you fucking just say any fucking thing you want. Well, there are people who will fucking fight you. You're gonna find it out the hard fucking way. And it ain't, we are not even impressed a little bit by those fucking kikes. Make no mistake. On Sunday, Katyusha, rocket was, this is what I was talking about yesterday. On Sunday, a Katyusha rocket was fired into Baghdad's Green Zone, which houses government offices and embassies, including the U.S. mission. It was not immediately clear who was behind the attack. Try the fucking Mossad. That's what they do. Hide in the bushes. They'll fire something and run the other fucking way because the fucking Israelis are a bunch of fucking spineless pieces of shit. According to U.S. reports, Trump's long hawkish national security advisor John Bolton is pushing a hard line on Iran as others in the administration are resisting. Trump himself said recently that he has to temper Bolton. Bolton is one of those dual Israeli-American so-called citizens. You know, he has two fucking passports. He didn't have to give up his other passport. He's dual loyalties, but it's not dual loyalty. It's single loyalty to his fucking masters in fucking Israel. That dirty little piece of shit. I like to rip that mustache off his fucking lip a hair at a time. Iran's foreign minister downplayed the prospect of a new war in the region on Saturday, saying Tehran opposed it and no party was under the illusion the Islamic Republic could be confronted. We are certain there will not be a war, since neither we want a war, nor does anyone have the illusion they can confront Iran in the region, Mohammad Javad Zarif told a state-run news agency, Irania, at the end of a visit to China. Iran-U.S. relations hit a new low last year as Trump pulled out of the 2015 nuclear deal and reimposed unilateral sanctions that had been lifted in exchange for Tehran scaling back its nuclear program. And you know, every fucking country on this planet has a right to have a nuclear program. They have a right to have, you know, it's just like in this country. They want just certain people to have the power to kill. and then they can rule over those who do not have the power to kill back. Fucking Israel, it was never a member of the IMF, the international, the International Nuclear Regulatory Agency. They were never members. They built their whole fucking thing. That's Jew for you. They did what they turned around and accused everybody else of doing. They already done it. And they done it with the aid of fucking traitors in this fucking country. As far as this fucking country here sticking its nose in anybody's goddamn business about nuclear bombs, there's only been one country in the history of the fucking world that was sick enough to drop an atomic bomb on fucking people. Guess who that was? And it wasn't me and it wasn't you. It was that corporate aristocracy, that corporate fucking corporation that has had control of this country since 1869. That's who it was. That was the only one sick enough to do it. Iran, Saudi Arabia called on Sunday for emergency regional talks to discuss the mounting Gulf tensions, saying that it does not want war with Iran, but it's ready to defend itself. Oh, those fucking Saudis. The Jewish fucking Saudis. Because the ruling family there is fucking Jews, and everybody fucking knows it. This is just Jew shit. I'm sick of Jew shit. I don't know about the rest of you, but I am so fucking sick of Jew shit, I could puke. I like to see the whole fucking place turn to fucking glass. Only the Palestinians wouldn't have nowhere to live then, would they? But I mean, they talk about fucking, just completely destroying Iran, really? They're going to destroy a whole fucking Persian people over those fucking Khazarian pieces of fucking dog shit? Those tomatic baby fuckers? Is that what you're going to kill over, you dirty son of a bitch, Trump? King Solomon invited Gulf leaders and Arab League members, states, to two emergency summits in Mecca on 30 May to discuss recent aggression and their consequences. The kingdom's official SPA news agency reported late Saturday. Now all this started over some fucking, I can't remember, they weren't Saudi ships. There was a Yemeni or some ships, getting banged around or blew up or something. They did something to them in the Persian Gulf there. So automatically it becomes our fucking business. I mean, have you guys went out and bought any gas lately? That's what this shit is really all about. It's just, they want it all. They want every fucking thing we have. And those Jew pieces of shit, like that piece of shit on that stage. You want to hear what them fuckers got to say? You heard it. Would he say it to a man's fucking face? Hell no. He'd never say nothing like that unless he had protection. Some fucking buddy with some balls to stand out in front of him and fucking protect him. Just like the whole fucking Jewish state. They can all go to hell.
What did he say, Henry?
Oh, you got to. It started out. I can't go. I mean, it was like dialogue. I had to read most. I couldn't hear it very well. But it started over. Some guy being prejudiced. He started talking about what did the Jews really control in the Jewish control. The guy started the fucking conversation. The so-called comedian did. And the guy just yelled out TV. And then he goes, you throw him out of here. There's going to be no, goddamn, what the hell they call it? Oh. Huh? Anti-Semitism. He said there ain't going to be no prejudice or some kind of shit like that. And he kept going on, and then he just started drilling it. This guy saying, hey, why the hell, why do I gotta leave, for saying TV? This is the kind of power these son of a bitches think they have. I'll tell you what, that wasn't a fucking corner in Chiloquin. That son of a bitch would have been beat to a bloody fucking pulp and left there to fucking die. Low life son of a bitch. It's too bad you can't get, the site, man, so you could see some of this shit. Oh, let's see here. Let's see, King Leagues. Their consequences. Kingdom official SPA news agency reported Saturday. Oil-producing countries met on Sunday in Saudi Arabia to discuss how to stabilize a volatile oil market. And that's all this shit's about. It's all about the fucking... It's about the goddamn oil. It's about the riches of other fucking people that these kike son of a bitches want. I mean, it's a little piss hole. But they want they want the whole Middle East for their Zion Empire. But they wanted all the wealth right around, I mean, the wealth that 10,000 generations of them couldn't spend, but they want it all. And they want you dead because they have to have it all. They are so fucking disgusting, I can't hardly talk about them anymore. Oil supplies are sufficient and stockpiles are still rising despite massive output drops from where? Iran and Venezuela. That's our enemies. Let's go get our enemies and run our gas up to 325. That's what, so that nobody can fucking drive in this goddamn country. When they're pumping out our sweet crude at record fucking rates and pumping it and taking it out of this goddamn country. We should be paying a fucking nickel a gallon for goddamn gasoline in this country. If we laid down the law, see, that's what they did. This was all planned ahead of time. They were stockpiling it. They were stockpiling the crude oil. Remember, there was a glut of it. And then gas was going to go down. Gas went down to I think $1.99 is the cheapest I ever saw it in a long time. But it went down to $1.99. And then they changed the law. They went to, the fucking resource belongs to the people. But the handful of fucking kikes that came into this country and now fucking have controlling interest in the goddamn corporate aristocracy, well, it's their fucking oil. And you'll compete with the Chinamen on the goddamn international market and with the fucking Europeans on the international market for your own fucking oil. It's time to put a stop to these goddamn kike son of a bitches. How do they keep going on? Because fucking people are weak. That's how because that fucking God mammon, man, just the smell of fucking money will drive them to fucking stab their own people in the fucking back. The oil in this fucking country belongs to the people of this fucking country. It needs to be nationalized. And we need to get all these fucking thieving ass kikes out of our country. And we need to fucking get, once we backed away, oh, they said, well, China will move in. Let China move in. They can have those motherfuckers as far as I'm concerned. Well, Russia will move in. Russia can have those motherfuckers. That's where they come from anyway, the Khazarian motherfuckers. They can have them. God damn it, I pity them for having them. I mean, that's a dirty thing to even do to an enemy is to give them the Jews. It's like, oh, geez, we got to suck Jew ass or else we were not going to have the... Fuck the Jews. I don't want them. They need to be destroyed. There will be no peace on this earth as long as one of them is breathing our fucking air. Drops from Iran and Venezuela, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates said at a meeting in Jeddah. Qatar on Sunday weighed in on the escalating tensions, saying it did not believe the U.S. or Iran wanted a war in the region. But the people have made it, 20 some fucking years we've been doing this shit over there, people. Couple of trillion fucking dollars, not to mention the 20 fucking trillion, it's just missing. Nobody knows where it's at. Oops. Man, 20 fucking trillion dollars. The national debt. That's what's missing that they can't account for. I think somebody stole it. What do you think? U.S. President Donald Trump has said he does not want war. He'll do what that fucking butt puppet will do what his fucking masters tell him to do. And his son will be a real baron. Little baron will be a baron in the one world order. And I do think, well, no, he won't because we ain't going to let that happen. And I do think Iran wants war or instability in the region. Minister of State for Foreign Affairs Sultan Al-Maraki told AFP on the sidelines of Qatar fund for development briefing. Goddamn, fund for development briefing. Okay. The bottom line here is, people, when they went, why is the shit gone over there? Why did the shit go down in Venezuela? Because they were they nationalized their oil. They weren't just going to, they did what Iran did. They said, no, these fucking oil companies don't get to come in here into our sovereign country, and they own everything and give us a penny for every dollar they make off of our fucking oil. A penny to starve to death on. We'd rather fucking fight them. But we didn't really fight them now, did we? The Iranian people ousted the Shah, the puppet we had put in there, and that's what they want in the Middle East. Fucking Jew puppets. When they have the Jew puppets all in place, all the fucking cash comes to fucking Israel. They need more. Florida's gonna send them fucking, from the state Florida Treasury's gonna send fucking those goddamn kites money. Jesus, people. I like this one here. Four in ten Americans embrace some form of socialism from Zero Hedge. No, I don't believe that. First, before you can embrace something, you'd have to understand it. And 99.9% of the people being the people in the fucking trenches do not understand these fucking systems and how they work. How they really work. They read, in high school, you know, they have the social studies and they'll teach you all these different fucking, algorithms that they put together to try to make it all seem like really, it's all groovy, but everybody, where you look at one of these places, the people are fucking miserable. Why are they miserable? Because socialism is just a way to enslave the fucking people to the fucking ruling class. Period. Americans today are more closely divided than they were earlier in the last century when asked whether some from form of socialism would be good for a bad, good or a bad thing for the country. While 51% of U.S. adults, I love that way they use this 51-49 thing. That is so fucking famous. That has become famous out here in the fucking real world. When they rig an election, what's 51-49? Bullshit. Bullshit. Like I said in the first place, if you ask somebody a question like that, they would have to understand the question. It's like these assholes sitting there taking the goddamn oath, going into the fucking the military. They raise their right hand and they swear to uphold the Constitution and against all enemies, foreign and domestic, so help me God. They don't have a fucking clue what they just swore to, do they? And then they go over to one of these fucking money oil wars, and they butcher a bunch of people, and they come home and blow their fucking brains out. Over fucking just not understanding. Can you read? Can you interpret? While 51% of U.S. adults say socialism would be a bad thing for the country, 43 believe it could be a good thing. Those results contrast with the 1942 report, Fortune survey that found 40% describing socialism as a bad thing, 25% a good thing, and 34% not having an opinion. It's because it's all confusing. It's like, they, you know, what's your fucking choice? It's like the choice they give you for fucking president. Do you want capitalism? Or do you want socialism? How about neither one can be in this country of the land of the free? Neither one can be if I'm going to have liberty. Each idea is a fucking, it's a, well, they've done it here. They've done it through fucking, treason. They haven't done it by whipping our asses yet. But they've sure as hell done it by treason. So what you have here is democratic fucking capitalism. That's what you have. That's why they're coming, this democracy, that, them fuckers ought to be took right there, taken up and shot dead. This is not a fucking democracy. This is a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual spelled out in that fucking Bill of Rights. You won't think you're going to, hey man, you can only ignore it for so long. And it will come right to your goddamn door. Like I said, I was rooting for them fucking bringing them, start pumping them fucking aliens to every fucking locale. Let's get this shit over with. They put on the skids. It's just like this shit over in the Persian Gulf. You know, you first report you get, oh, they're coming, and war's going to be, we're going to war tomorrow. And then everybody comes out, fuck you, you asshole. No, get your goddamn shit on, Trumpy. I want to see you fight anybody, you son of a bitch. And I'm not talking about the play fighting in the WWF, where you could go on stage and cut somebody's fucking hair for the audience. And this is all, man, I watch this son of a bitch speak. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. Because the only people hanging in there are the same people that watch WWF. You got to be that fucking retarded to even sit and listen to this son of a bitch. And what do you got on the other side? A bunch of fucking faggy, fucking transgender, fucking parasitic, pedophile fucking communists. That's your choice. What do you want? Capitalism? Or do you want communism? How about we want our fucking republic back? And we want our Bill of Rights enforced as the absolute law intended. And we want the capitalists, which are a direct fucking threat to our fucking way of life. We want them the fuck out of our country. And man, I'm telling you people. During World War II, I think back about, you know, the Smedley Butler. I'm not Smedley Butler, but Major Jordan. Gracie Jordan. I think about him having those files and going in front of the fucking U.S. Congress. Right there, I mean, fucking, you fucking, the stuff that couldn't, that I isn't, and that's how it works today, too. Shit that I, as an American fucking national, can't know. I mean, top secret. How to make a fucking atomic bomb. And you're sending the fucking information and the supplies to the goddamn Russians. Through the back, through Alaska, through a sneaky back door. Flying it over there, to, you know, the fucking copper wire, everything we need to fight. We're in a fucking war. We fought a war to preserve international communism and make Russia into a fucking world power that could threaten us so that we could spend $5.5 trillion more on a nuclear arsenal to defend ourselves so there would be no more war, people. There could be no fucking more war. Because you had the Soviet pack. I mean, the country was pretty much up divided right up down the middle. You had the Soviets on one side, and you had the United States on the other, and both had enough fucking firepower to blow up the planet. War's over. No more wars. Bullshit. The industrial war complex can't make money off of that. Now, can they? You can't have the number one United States export, blood, with that in place. Now, can you? We'll get back into this when we return from the break.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Knocking on heaven's door. put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1236 Pacific Time. And that, of course, rain was knocking on heaven's door, which is how I felt come Tuesday, evidently, already. Didn't even make it to fucking Wednesday. We were talking about 4 in 10 Americans, because they're trying to sell socially. You know, back, shit, when I was 18, 19 years old like that, you start talking to communism, socialism, shit, somebody beat your fucking ass right on the spot. Kill a commie for mommy, man. We weren't that far from fucking where we played Vietnam. You know where we were going to stop the spread of international communism. Where you have the International Communist Party on your mainstream TV now telling you they're perpetrating a fucking revolution in your country. And of course they're going to have a zero hedge here. Where they're going to have just people, they're easing it in, people. They're slipping it in slow, but they don't know that you're already fucking crammed full. There's no room for any more. The report, Fortune Survey, is one of the oldest trend questions measuring attitude of socialism in the United States. You ain't been asking this fucking question since the 30s. Some people have been beating the shit out of you. I ain't fucking stupid. Gallup's update of the question in April 17 through 30 survey finds Americans more likely to have an opinion on the matter now, as well as a smaller gap in the percentage calling socialism a bad thing versus a good thing. You fucking just didn't say that where I come from. You start preaching that fucking commie shit around us, man. We'd get fucking knocked out right on the fucking spot. Previous Gallup research shows that Americans' definition of socialism has changed over the years, with nearly one in four now associating the concept with social equality and 17% associating it with the more classical definition of having some degree of government control over the means of production. I'll tell you what socialism is. It's fucking communism. You go tell, look at the fucking Chinese, the Cultural Revolution. What, 200 million people fucking killed? Huh? 200 million? Was it 200? 200 million? 250 million? Killed? Like, you could go watch that movie, The Killing Fields, and tell me about fucking socialism. Oh, it's that, or it's that capitalism. We're the capitalists. They take everything and make you a poor ass fucking slave. It's neither one, sons of bitches. It's called a fucking republic. With an emphasis on the rights of the individuals laid out in the preamble of the Constitution that were already law before they were ever put in that fucking Constitution. They were the absolute law. They were the authority of the people, and they still are. But this is, like I said, trying to ease this socialist shit in on us. Socialism is diametrically opposed to fucking, it's collectivism, which is diametrically opposed to the individual. This is a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. That fucking government was put together for one reason, to defend those fucking rights. Now they massa. And we're just the fucking slaves, they think. But bad for them, it's a fucking armed slave population. If they did it by the thousand, they couldn't get the guns out. The guns are gonna go off. And this shit is going to go down. And when it's all done, it'll be like it was before. Open your fucking mouth and start talking this socialist bullshit or this kite bullshit and see what the fuck happens to you. 17% associating it with more classical definition of having a degree of government control over the means of production. This is a corporate aristocracy, and they have absolute control over production. They own every fucking thing according to them. They, of course, are fraudulent. They are fucking invaders in our country. They have usurped the authority of we the people, who are the largest fucking army to ever exist on this planet, and they're fixing to get their asses shot off. But to pretend that these corporate aristocracy in this country does not control every facet of production is fucking bullshit. Like I said, they talk about, you know, like Trump coming up there to see what socialism did to Venezuela. It made your gas prices go up to $3.50 a gallon. Like we're fucking stupid. This is a socialist fucking country. It's being run under a socialist system. It is an aristocracy. It's a monarchy, a corporate monarchy. But to pretend, if the definition of socialism is that the fucking, the so-called government, which in this case is a monarchy, a corporate monarchy, has complete control over all production. Look how they're taking out the fucking net. Look how they turned what belonged to all of us over to our enemies, the Chinese, the red Chinese, the communists. A majority of Democrats have said they view socialism positively. Well, of course they do. They're fucking communists. We use the democracy word. We keep changing it. Progressive. When they go, we know at their own conference, we read the fucking article. Progressive means communist. Democrat means communist, okay? This is not a democracy. This is not a communist fucking shithole. It's a fucking republic with the rights of the with the emphasis on the rights of the individual, which are spelled out quite clearly. And the fact that we have to fucking enforce that fucking law, it cannot be ignored anymore. Enforce it or give it up. Get down on your fucking knees and start kissing their feet just before they blow your fucking brains out, you ignorant sons of bitches. I mean, the fact that they'll print this shit in this country. It's gone way too fucking far. Outlook on socialism around the world. The April 17 through 30 survey also updates another historical question on socialism. Gallup first asked Americans in 1949 about their outlook on the spread of democracy. See, democracy, the spread of democracy over the next 50 years. At that time, 7 in 10 Americans, 72%, predicted that most countries in the world would have a democratic government. But we don't. This is not a democratic government. This is a fucking republic. Look up the difference. It's important to note that in much of the political rhetoric of this time, the term democracy and capitalism were more intimately intertwined than they are today, perhaps synonymous to many. They are absolutely synonymous today. What do you mean, more intimately entwined? They are one and the fucking same. I don't care what fucking label they put on it. Fascism, communism, capitalism, socialism. All of it comes down to fuck the individual. Herd mentality. Get to the middle of the herd of sheep, that's your best bet. We're not fucking sheep. Government versus free market. Oh, I love this bullshit. In the same April survey, Gallup asked Americans whether they would prefer mostly free markets or government control over several economic and social activities. Americans are most likely to prefer free market control in the areas of technology, innovation, and distribution of wealth. But because you don't understand who you are and what this fucking country is so far, it's 180 degrees from what it's supposed to be. Just like the fucking Constitution was written. This country is being run 180 degrees off. The Bill of Rights. They pretend that the goddamn government has the fucking authority to just write down on a piece of paper, legislate your Bill of Rights away. It cannot be removed. It states right in it, it cannot be removed. But it also, we were told, that they are going to try and fucking remove it. Just like when that book I've talked about before, when the colonial fucking legislators got together, you know, after shot heard round the world, you know, their Lexington Concord. They were talking about the people of 78. Many of them, and they talk about how the people had a Bill of Rights in the colonies. But it was mostly ignored, it says in the book. And it's mostly fucking ignored right now. It is just a fucking gambit to play, try to move it into position so that this fucking socialism will fit. Socialism will not operate on the same ground as that Bill of Rights. That's a fucking fact. It can't. Because the Bill of Rights is about individual rights and freedom. And this idea that a corporation, they don't have to abide by the Bill of Rights. Well, then they can't be in this country, can they? Because that ninth article says power in the Constitution can exist to touch those fucking rights. And if a corporation can incorporate under that fucking contract, or not, well, not that contract, but that, what the hell are we talking here? Under that charter, which is a charter for a free fucking nation, that's what every fucking contract, except for our private contracts, us between one another, which is over in the fucking common law jurisdiction, every fucking contract, commercial contract, is dependent upon that fucking constitution, which doesn't exist anymore, which has been replaced with a corporate aristocracy for its authority. The fight is the Ninth Article versus the 14th Amendment. Are you a subject or are you a free man? Now, our fucking ancestors had no problem with, I mean, they could see that clear enough. We don't need a ton of fucking jibberty jabberty bullshit. And all of this shit from over here, these kind of in the middle people, and these side to the right people, and these left to the people. Fuck all that. It's a simple fucking question. Will you live as a subject? Or die as a subject? Can you go through life without owning anything? Including yourself? Will you bend a fucking knee is what it comes down to. Will you bend a knee? And kiss that fucking ring? And say that man, he's my sovereign. His will is my will. Will you do it? Or will you have the balls to stand up and blow the son of a bitch's head off? God damn, we should. After the fucking what they called the Revolutionary War, the uprising that was fucking hijacked, like they've been hijacking everything ever since, we should have went over there and fucking wiped that kingdom out. God damn, if we believed in what we were fucking doing, and when we go and we capture these fucking countries, when we go make the regime changes to put in the puppet governments, we put in democracies, because that's fucking communism. Because that's what that World War II was about, wasn't it? Making the world communist. We're the only ones left, the people. Just we, the people. We, the American nationals, the individuals, are the only ones left that have not been subjugated under communism. Why? Because we held on to our gun so far. But you better be ready to shoot that son of a bitch, or it doesn't matter if you have it or not. It's just a fucking, it's like a hammer. And the nails lay in there. And the fucking boards lay in there. If you don't pick that fucking nail up and drive it through that board, that fucking hammer's worthless. As far as hammering a nail in. Hmm. 72% predicted the most countries in the world would have a democratic government. Socialism. It's important to know. But see, that what we were founded as. We weren't founded as no goddamn corporation. We were founded as a republic. That's the only thing that the people who just got through shooting the fucking British out of here would allow. And only with the Bill of Rights as the preamble. That means the law is, that's already the fucking law before the fucking, it comes before that fucking Constitution. The people's will is the absolute authority in this country. It is important to note that in much of the political rhetoric of the time, the terms democracy and capitalism, were more intimately intertwined than they are today, perhaps synonymous to many. More than today? Horseshit. This is pure fucking socialism. It's communism. It's communist. It's goddamn Fabian socialists vying with communists to see who's gonna fucking own us and control us and take every fucking thing we have, then take us over to that fucking ditch and put that 40 caliber hollow point through the back of our head. That's all it fucking is. That, and it is the 14th Amendment versus the fucking 9th article of the People's Bill of Rights. Plain and simple. Free man or slave. Just like it was back in 1775. Government versus free market. I love this shit. In the same April survey, Gallup asked Americans whether they would prefer mostly free market or government control over several economic and social activities. Americans are most likely to prefer free market control in areas of technology, innovation, and distribution of wealth. Majorities also want the free market to drive the economy overall, wages, higher education, and health care. Bullshit. The people that write this shit are fucking from think tanks. And your normal person that just fucking reads this doesn't have a fucking clue of what it says. They just go, I think that socialism is pretty good. I like to have the road out there. You could own that fucking road. You pay enough to have that road fucking paved in fucking silver. I ain't shitting you. That's how much you pay in taxes, enough to have that road paid in silver. You have to run through potholes that tear your car all to hell. The fucking road would belong to you. It does belong to you, not to a government. The government was never supposed to own any fucking thing. They were just a body to get everybody together real quick in case we had to defend those fucking rights that everybody knew. That the fucking world would be coming after. Because they preserved the wealth to the people. As a lordial property. You couldn't just take it from them. Preference for government to serve as the primarily responsible actor only garners majority support for protecting online consumer privacy and environment. And the environment. So what a mixed up mush, a bunch of fucking, no wonder these fucking people, this is why nothing's happening. This is if you do read something, you read something like this, and you go, what the fuck are they talking about? They don't know. The whole idea is for you to be completely confused when the question is very, very simple. Do you want to be a subject? Or do you want to be a free man? Which is it? Do you want to live under another's will? Or do you want to live under your own will? The 14th Amendment or the Bill of Rights? That's the only fucking question. Hit this last one just a little bit. Toss that son of a bitch. 8 to 10 Somali teens armed with hammers attacked bystanders at East Bank Rail Station in Minnesota. Media oddly quiet. This is from Red State, sent in by Misty. This is more of that pushing that fucking... See, they got it. Any way they can divide us, even in goddamn like that socialism, breaking it up into different parts to divide you that way, to divide... When the question is just as fucking... It's black and white. Black and fucking white. Slave or free man? Alpha News, Minnesota has reported that a group of 8 to 10 Somali teens attacked travelers at the East Bank Light Rail Station in Minneapolis on Friday night. There were several injuries reported. This station stop is located next to the University of Minnesota campus, according to Alpha News, Minnesota. The incident was apparently reported to 9/11 just before 10 p.m. on Friday, according to the audio and other social media police scanner reports, A 9:48 p.m. Facebook post on 2nd Precinct Minnesota, or Minneapolis, Crime Watch page said that University of Minnesota police were requesting assistance from Minneapolis police and Metro Transit police for a group of 8 to 10 males chasing people with hammers and that some people were injured. A Facebook post a minute later on Minneapolis scanner page said that the three police departments were responding to multiple 9/11 calls. About 10 to 12 Somali teen males armed with hammers chasing people, also with several injuries reported. Both Facebook pages regularly post summaries of police scanner audio. A person who claimed on social media to have been at the station when the incident occurred said that the group of males had hammers and bars and that they seemed to be attacking anyone who looked like they had money or were white. Well, how did these motherfuckers get here? See, I know about this place up there because my kid went up there. He builds machines. He builds those machines that replace people to work. But he goes up there to this factory, and he went and goes in the daytime when he gets there, you know, and goes shakes hands with the fucking people there. Then he goes and he comes back in the evening shift. And they have a whole fucking community, son of a bitches. The refugees people, they had set up the housing for them, and they ordered up their fucking refugees, and they brought the dirty motherfuckers in. And now you got Somalia in Minneapolis, Minnesota. How do you like it? Just like you're bringing Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador up here. This is what happens. When you bring it up here, you get what they had down there. They're talking about the cities being emptied out down there. Boy, it must be nice for the ones left. I bet they got a lot of elbow room. They can go fishing everywhere. And man, where there used to be people, there ain't anymore because they pumped all the motherfuckers up here and they pumped the fucking violent MS-13 gang members up here. And they pump them all up here with their fucking dope and shit and just walk right in. They got a whole fucking year to get as many as they can in here. I heard they were complaining because they were losing too many people. Think about that. And then that big idea the other day, the toe in the water. Let's send them to every locality across that country. And that's what they did. We weren't talking just about a few places like they tried to spin it the next day. Every fucking locality, because it's just like this shit right here, sending these Somalians out to fucking beat on people. They are fucking desperate. Everything they try is getting fucking shut down right in their face. Everybody's just jacking around in. Now these people in I don't know how Minneapolis is. I can't believe Minnesota wouldn't be a right to carry place where you could carry a goddamn gun if you want to. But I bet these people here wish they'd had a gun, huh? I bet there'd have been 8 to 10 Somalians laying there fucking deader in a fucking wedge. Nobody else hurt. But this is it. They're unleashing on us. They gotta get something to happen and it won't fucking happen. Because I wish they would have pumped the fucking, I'm telling you, I wish they would have started sending those goddamn son of a bitches from the border to every locale. Cause that's how it's gonna be anyway. They're coming here anyway. But in big groups like that, man, they would really show up quick. It wouldn't be like the few you see, wonder where that one comes from. Well, what is that? Man, there's three. Until they get, and then there are more of them. Then they take over a section of your town. And then they're fucking doing the kind of shit like this. Like I'm talking about right here. See, because they have a Somali settlement. They built the housing. They put it all together. This fucking company, they made fucking cupcakes or some kind of shit. And my son was making a machine that was fucking, you know, do the icing on the cupcakes or some kind of shit for him. But he told me in the daytime, it was all, he said there was all, just all fucking just regular folks working. Night shift came on. It was every fucking one of them was a fucking Somalian. This is what they want across this goddamn country, people. You are being fucking replaced. They think they're going to take it from you. You better get fucking mean and you better get ready to do some fucking fighting. You better have plenty of fucking bullets. You better have plenty of fucking food to hold out because they're going to try to use food to starve you. They're going to try to turn this into a fucking clusterfuck. But the more you are organized as an individual and organized as families and have major decisions of what exactly what you're going to do, and then don't think that everything's going to turn out exactly like you figure it will, because it won't. There will be veritables out the ass. But if everybody fucking just keeps their fucking cool, yeah, you got your gun, you got your rounds, you got your ready, you're ready to do. Oh, fuck, am I ready? Oh, am I ready? Let him bring it on. Okay, bring it on. Trump's been, I shouldn't have even came on and said, I shouldn't have said a word, but I shouldn't even cover that story. Nobody should have. Let him do it. It's time to get this fucking shit over with. If we want to see our goddamn children get to live any of their lives, in the ones that are going to live through this, let alone our grandchildren, are you going to leave it to your children, really? Or maybe your children will leave it to your, maybe nobody will do no fucking nothing. Maybe they'll just hand your fucking guns in. Maybe they'll rust because you buried them in the fucking ground instead of using them. You better nut up and stop taking shit from these fucking punks. Anyway, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, not to you guys, man. I know I'm preaching to the fucking choir, but there are people listening. There are fucking countries that are fucking listening. You fucking cocksuckers better be listening. We will kill every one of you. We will fight you. You're going to find out what it is to fight a fucking American. And that is The Word from the Trenches.